You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Vivek Ramaswamy has basically already won the race for governor in Ohio, and I'm going to show you the latest polling for him as well as some great political moves he's making in today's episode. So Vivek has been on the campaign trail going hard for governor, and he had a fantastic exchange when talking about education with a protester, and I got to show you guys. Here it is.
I think when you say that you're going to reward the teachers who have higher merit, you're going to reward them with higher pay, I think what you're really saying and giving yourself the chance to say the subtext of it is that a lot of other teachers can be let go under the guise of that. Maybe setting the bar too high and then firing a lot of teachers. That's what I'm afraid of.
What I want is to attract the best. So I know a lot of young people who want to go into the teaching profession who aren't going to do it because they don't make enough money doing it.
Sure.
I think we could make our state a magnet for the best educators across the country, but I do think there has to be some performance-based element to it. It's not all teaching to the test. I think teachers know, for example, in the school, who's carrying their weight and who's not. So one of the things you could have is peer assessments in the school. You could have parental assessments. Often parents know whether their kids are thriving in the classroom or not. So I'm open-minded to how we do it. But the status quo isn't working. I think we have to achieve at a higher level for our students in math and reading and writing and civic education, even financial literacy.
So here's the fundamental difference between Vivek Ramaswamy and this protester. Vivek's number one concern is students. And this person on the left, their number one concern is teachers. It's that simple. And if you look at the left versus the right, that is really where most of the argument breaks down. When you really break down both those arguments, you realize how absurd the left's argument is, because education basically only exists for students. I mean, that's the whole purpose behind the education. I mean, if it existed just for teachers, what would it be there for? And so again, I'm not saying that we should treat teachers poorly, but it does mean that the top priority when we're making any decision that has to do with education, especially on the state level, it should come down to the actual education that the students are receiving, not somehow the benefits that the teachers are getting. Again, I'm not saying teachers should be mistreated. I'm just saying all priorities should funnel, as Vivek is saying, to the students. And you can see this lady low-key kind of understands that like halfway through the conversation. Because again, like I said, there's no purpose in having education if we're not teaching people. The focus is on the students. I think she gets that about halfway through. I think Vivek is a fantastic leader. I think he's really good at talking to people. And I think he's going to win the governorship over there in Ohio easily. If you look at the most recent polling, by the way, there's not a ton out right now. A lot of them came out about a month ago. even 2 months ago when Vivek was announcing. There's also a Democrat that announced, so there's a couple polls with that. I want to show you those right now, and it kind of proves my theory, which is that this race is already over. What you can see right here, this first poll, and I'll read it out for you for those of you who are just listening. This is the Republican primary, and right now Vivek Ramaswamy has 61%. And the person in second place has 24%. So that's pretty much put away. I mean, there's really nothing Dave Yost or Heather Hill can do. I don't even know who those people are. If you know who they are, you can tell me in the comments. And then this is against Amy Acton. It says Army. That's a typo. Amy Acton is the presumptive Democrat nominee for the Ohio governorship. And what you see in this poll, this is kind of the most recent polling. It's super weird. The top two numbers don't really square up. They don't make any sense because on the opinion polls, they're pretty much tied. But the favorability polls, Vivek is 10% ahead. How that works, I don't really know. I don't think this is probably a very good poll. I think no one knows who Amy Acton is. So I think that's why. But the bottom part of this is what I think is really, really interesting. The Google Trends, and I think this is just in the state of Ohio, by the way, show that 94% more people are going, they're searching Vivek Ramaswamy than Amy Acton. So even the people who don't know Vivek all that well, or maybe they did know him and they're just wanting to see a little bit more about him, they're looking for him way more. And in terms of politics, any PR is good PR. If people are looking up your name, that's a good thing. No one knows who Amy is and they're not even looking her up. At this point, he has gotten, by the way, so aside from the polling is good. Vivek has already gotten the endorsement of countless congressmen, but I think what's most important, and senators as well. But he even at this point, I think 3 days ago, got the endorsement of Jim Jordan. And then, of course, he has the endorsement of President Trump. So barring some sort of massive scandal, I think Vivek has this thing in the bag, no question. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of people are going to lose millions of dollars this year because they forget to file their taxes? This year, 88% of filers are getting a return of at least $3,000 back from the IRS, but there's a lot of people out there who are not filing, thinking they're going to lose money, and they're actually leaving money on the table. And that's why I partnered with QuickTax America. QuickTax America has gotten its average tax return or over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services that have raised rates because it's April, they have not raised rates at all. And all federal returns with them are only $69. It's one transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. QuickTax America ensures you get the best and biggest return possible, and they do all the work for you as well. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional to make sure everything is A-OK, and they do all the rest of the work. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Bernie Sanders was talking to Anderson Cooper about the new tariffs and proceeded to try to quote Ronald Reagan, not realizing that it was actually a scripture, a very famous scripture from the Bible. Take a look.
And right now, I got to tell you that in Canada, when you have a president of the United States who goes out of his way to insult the prime minister, he calls him governor. Oh, by the way, you're a Canadian. We're going to make you the 51st state. Canadians who I love, they're great people. They're not coming into Vermont anymore. They're not coming into America. They're boycotting American goods, similar to our friends in Mexico and all over the world. These are our allies. We fought World War II. We defeated Nazism, fighting with our friends in UK and France throughout Europe. And now they're saying, what in God's name is going on with the United States of America? So the idea that this nation, which all of us want to see as a, what did Ronald Reagan call it, the city on the mountain,
Shining sitting on a hill.
City on a hill. Close. Sorry. I don't quote Reagan all that often. But, you know, we want to be a model to the world. We want people to look at us and say, we want to be like the United States. Not, oh, God, the United States. What are they doing?
This is why I don't trust anyone on the left. And I'm not saying you have to be a Christian to be on the right, by the way. But 90% of conservatives out there know about a shining light on the hill. They know what that is from the Bible. Like, that's basic, basic stuff. This isn't some fringe Bible verse. And neither Anderson Cooper or Bernie Sanders have any idea that that isn't Ronald Reagan's line. That's a very commonly said line from the Bible. Now, other than that, I actually have a pretty big problem. I want to get into like kind of the problem of him quoting this. My big problem with the premise behind what Bernie says is that leftists who aren't Christians do this stuff all the time. They're not Christian and they come out and they quote the Bible. He doesn't know he's quoting the Bible there. but they quote the Bible as if that's supposed to be some political advice for you. They take something Christ said, and then they apply it to politics as if Christ was like advising the president of the United States, or as if Christ was like speaking to his followers at one point and was like telling them how to vote on, you know, on policy or their leaders. Let me say this loud and clear. This is one of my most, this is happening all over the internet right now. A lot of people have done this, especially on the left. How you live your personal life is not how politics should be run. And Christ said that much. Christ literally said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So you get leftists all the time saying stuff like this. They'll say, oh, you're not very Christ-like because you won't pay more taxes for social welfare. Didn't Christ, you know, say to be more charitable? Didn't he say to give to the poor? And Christ, my problem with this is that Christ never once said that the government should force people to pay into government programs that don't work very well. But the left acts as if, and again, they don't even believe in the Bible in the first place, so why they would use that as a place of authority makes no sense to me other than to just club Christians over the head. But what leftists end up doing is they cheapen Christianity, and we let them do that, and we should not. Instead of giving to the people in your community like willingly, it turns out that being forced to have a percentage of your paycheck given to the government for their program is not the way to do it. And yet that's what they're saying you should do. That's just one example. That's not charity. We all know that. And this is why I don't like when Bernie Sanders says the U.S. should just be the shining light on the hill. Because my question is, when did Christ say that Rome should be a shining light on the hill? He never said that. At no point did he look at his disciples and say, oh yeah, this country should be a shining light on the hill. No, he said, we should be the shining light on the hill as individuals. That's a big, big difference. If you guys enjoy reading, but you don't know what to read right now, I want to announce that my book, A New Cult, is on Amazon right now. And I talk about how the left has literally devolved into a cult. Talk about some crazy, crazy stories that I'll know you'll enjoy reading. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.